Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How you doing, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. The bonus episode is where we answer your questions that get sent in to Owen. How are you, Joe? How are you, Owen?
How
are you keeping?
Hey, hey, hey.
How's good. Everything?
Very well.
Good. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, yeah. I'm good.
Still in America.
Still there.
Still here. Still in the land of the free.
Do you feel free?
I'm as free as a bird. I feel like a bird in a bird cage.
Do you feel like you can do
glass
art?
Box.
You could do art in America, can't you? Just do anything.
Oh, anything you want, yeah.
Fucking
yeah,
do whatever
except,
you
like,
want.
Anything.
Not yeah. Everything, but like you can kind of like do anything.
No, you can do in America.
Buy a gun.
You can answer listener questions.
Isn't that mad? Technology has outdone itself again.
Incredible.
Do you have any questions for us, please?
Yes, Senor Ding Dong.
Back again?
Senor Ding Dong's back again.
Mm-hmm.
And We do address this in the upcoming main episode on Wednesday. But he wants to know, with Trump releasing the JFK files, will we see a new JFK episode?
Probably not.
No, there won't be a full episode. There's not enough for a full
There's
episode.
Not enough.
But we do talk about it a bit in Wednesday's main episode.
All the conspiracies we had surrounding the case were true.
Mm.
Lee Harvey Oswald
did it. There could be something in it, though. I don't know, lads. It could be a little something. I'll go through the 80,000 pages. It'll take me a while.
Yep.
I think you could do it, yeah.
Dirt.
Dig it all up. I'd say it's already dug up now. Go ask ChatGPT, and ChatGPT knows everything. And it told me nothing but what I already knew. All right? So
what did you know?
Yeah.
Everything we talked about. The magic bullet and all. And everything and all of that. Do you have anything else?
You don't remember what the magic bullet is.
The magic bullet. Of course I do.
Go on then.
That, like, the bullet, like, bounced all over the place and into his head.
Okay. I stand corrected.
Just think I wasn't fucking listening.
Yeah.
That was my life for a certain period of time. Don't forget that. You don't forget them things. It doesn't leave you.
He's doing that thing again where he sits in your chair and he's getting...
It's the power.
A little stroppy.
Do what I want.
Right. So, our listener who named her cats Darren and Joe...
Ah, brilliant. Welcome back.
Yeah, she wants to remain anonymous beyond that, but she wants to know which one of you would last longer swapping into the other one's life?
He'd last longer in my life.
Would he not get bored?
He'd be fucking chuffed. He would be so fucking happy.
No, because he likes going out and doing weird shit.
But he'd be happy to, like, just be with himself more. I'm alright.
It is definitely pardon. I kind of want to know what she means by, like, who would last longer. Before what? Before we kill ourselves?
Before the world ends.
Before you tap out.
Before you just say, here.
Oh, okay.
I'm bored of this, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'd lose the plot.
I'd last longer. Jesus.
Yeah, I'd lose the plot after a couple of days, I'd say. Just like people looking at me garden, jumping on me dinosaur and all. And I don't like...
Two kids.
I wouldn't like... I'd have a bit of crack with them, like, but after a while, like, I'm like, you know, I'd like to have a few games of FIFA here. And I can't because she's screaming at me for fucking Coca Pops and all.
Yeah, she could last longer.
Show me our drawings that you didn't scale. Like, they don't even look like the sun. Do you know? Who's that, man? That's not me. I don't think I'd last long. We'd go crack for a while though.
I'd enjoy jumping into Darren's life for it. Yeah, I think it could be good. I'd take advantage of the opportunities that you get.
It's not bad, like. It's a grand old gig. Yeah. Well, that's our answers. Is that your answer, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd last longer, much longer, like Duracell.
No, that isn't to say I would prefer Dan's life. No. I just think I would last longer than he would in mine.
Nobody, well, maybe not nobody, but like, I wouldn't swap my life for anyone else's.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be shite, like. Not that I'd be shy. I just feel like, nah.
For a few days, it'd be nice, though.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to be fucking, like, Rory McIlroy for a week or something.
Ooh. And just, like, get knocked out of a tournament early.
Yeah. Put on a load
Rory
of bets.
Rory McIlroy. That's such a weird choice.
McIlroy to go
Why
out.
Why Rory McIlroy?
Because I'd put on a load of bets against myself to go out in the forced.
God.
And then, like, clean up. Take all his money. Transfer it into Darren Conway's account for whatever reason. Why is Rory McIlroy sending Darren Conway a load of money? Because I am him. I am Darren. I just look like Rory. Yeah, do something like that. Can you do that with any rich person, though?
You could. Elon Musk, the richest man in the world.
Why is Elon Musk sending Darren Conway a load of money? Oh, something fishy going. Is he a shill?
Fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
Last year, Americans ate 32 billion chicken wings. Who knows just how many helpless sides of celery were heartlessly thrown away? But this year, celery neglect can stop with you and irresistible Jif peanut butter. Because you can make a snack to make a difference. You can buy a jar of Jif to save the celery. So please, don't let celery be decoration for wings. Tap the banner to save the celery.
One from Luca.
Luca?
Luca.
From Luca Modric, yeah?
No, Luca wants to know. He has an offer for you. So it's a classic one. You can have £1 million, right? But for 3 months, you have to wear a big TV. It appears you'd be wearing this on your chest, almost like, you know, a sandwich board kind of thing.
That's a TV, like?
Yeah, so it's a big telly. And once every 10 seconds, it will display at random a message you have sent at some stage in the past. Could be a text message from last week. Could be an MSN message from when you're a teenager. It could be anything that you've ever communicated electronically via text. And it goes up on your chest for 10 seconds before it swaps. This goes on for 3 months. For £1 million.
For £1 million?
Yeah. But you just, like,
yeah,
pick any text on it and you have to have that text shown for 3 months?
No, it'll be a new text every 10 seconds. So people
the text
will,
comes from
presumably you
something that you wrote before. Like.
Yeah, so we've been sitting in the studio for a while. So if it was my first time meeting you, I'd say, what's with the screen that's changing messages? You'll say, oh, it's 3 months I have this thing.
I have this on me for 3 months, but at the end of it, I'm getting £1 million.
And I'll say, and what's these? Oh, well, these are messages that I wrote at some point. So the whole time I'm talking to you, you're conscious that I'm looking down at the screen on your chest.
Hmm.
So just, I guess Luca's question is, are you at all worried about the cost of having your messages flash up?
Not really.
Okay.
Hello, what's the time period?
3 months.
So
new message every 10
seconds.
Messages
you sent in 3 months?
Joe, do you understand the concept here?
Yeah, you understand it gets pretty straightforward.
Is it every message you've ever sent just like randomly put up on the screen every 10 seconds?
One at a time.
Yes, yeah. For 3 months.
One at a time. I don't know if you'll get, you probably wouldn't get through every message. I've no idea how many messages that would be every 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
I just wouldn't leave the house.
Mm.
I just wouldn't go out.
Yeah, because that's not part of the
for
question.
3 months.
So.
That's true. Luca has left you an out there.
Can you watch Netflix on it? No.
Sure. No, you can't. You can watch Netflix while you're wearing it. You can't change the TV. The TV stays showing your messages.
What brand is the telly?
LG.
They're heavy.
Maybe it's an old boxy widescreen.
I'd do it if it was an LG OLED.
Mm.
Can it be LG OLED?
Is there no text message that you'd be embarrassed to that would come up?
Are you going to spend 3 months?
It could be
are these like full text or is it just like one word saying,
Jesus Christ, Joe, will you explain it to him?
It could be a dick pic, man. Did you ever send a dick pic?
Never.
Yeah,
maybe,
right.
Maybe to Amy.
Well, then that could pop up there.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I never sent one. No. It's too small. It's embarrassing.
Well,
tiny. You
have to zoom in.
To be zooming in, fucking still not being able to see
it. For ages, like that.
What the?
Stretching.
What the? What the fuck is that? Okay, he's not sending me.
You're a cashew. You're a cashew,
no. You have to send me that. What the? Is it a penal? There's more pubes than that. Like the wilderness.
Where is it? Where is it?
What is the thing tucked between the legs on what? He won't know up here. Who even are these people that we're talking about?
I have no idea.
I don't know what that accent is.
That doesn't sound anything like
Amy. It doesn't sound like anyone. It's just a made up accent, just there.
What that day?
Then there's another one. Looked a bit grainy.
Little sugar.
Yeah,
puff.
No, I'd go with that. Like, yeah, I fuck it. Like, a million.
Million quid.
Million quid for what? For nothing. What, a couple of texts coming up on a screen wearing a telly for 3 months. Not bad, that. That's not bad, that.
It's all right. It's all right. 3 months.
I'd do that, not a bother.
Money in the bank. Just wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah. And then no one could see me, little Willy.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, Barry wants to know if you could pick one day to be able to relive at your leisure forever, what would it be?
It's one of them questions where you're tempted to just get real.
Let's just say you can't say your wedding day, Joe, okay? I'll save you that dilemma.
I was going to say that. I went to see Robbie Williams with me da once, and it was... I was just playing in the backside, which is just a big green area behind the flats. And my dad came over and he was like, Joe, come here. I'm after getting a chance of 2 tickets to go see Robbie Williams in the Phoenix Park. Do you want to come? And we did. It was just such a random fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I went. I think I remember it very clearly, so I feel like I was old. But I remember I was on the trampolines thing. You know the trampoline that has the bungee cords that you jump on it? So I mustn't have been that old. Unless I was like 16, jumping on the bouncy trampoline. But that was a nice day. That was a nice day.
That's a good answer.
That's a nice answer. Unfortunately, yeah. I don't have one.
Okay.
Will you
think of one and come back to us next week?
Yeah. Because there's too many good memories to pick one. So I can't give you one. Sorry.
What about the day you met Amy?
Well, see, that's what you think I'd say. That's why. Maybe it is. Is it?
Oh.
Maybe when I went to Amsterdam and Amy went green. I just thought it was funny because I knew she was going to be grand, but she thought she was dying.
That's the best day of your life.
Yeah.
The bar is low.
We always laugh about it now. Like, nah, that wasn't the greatest day. That was funny, but like, there's loads more. There's so many to choose from. We'll have to leave it there.
Okay. Richie wants to know, if all of your housing appliances came alive and dragged you into a Royal Rumble,
who'd win?
No, he wants to know which housing appliance you would try to forge a tag team alliance with. So who's your best tag team partner?
A big kitchen knife.
That's not... Oh, Jesus Christ. I've just had a flashback of trying to differentiate between cutlery and appliance with you.
It's all the same. It's in the gaff. It's all like...
No, not if it's in a gaff.
The couch is as much use as a plate.
A couch is not a
you
kitchen.
You eat your dinner off the couch.
Oh, he says housing appliance. He doesn't say.
So, yeah, okay.
Appliance has to be
like
something
a whisker or something.
A practical function, let's say.
A NutriBullet or something.
That's an appliance.
Microwave.
That's a good weapon.
Yeah. You turn it on and fucking.
No, you're not using it as a weapon. This is a sentient being once this Royal Rumble begins. You know?
So, like, pick the best one that you stand a chance at winning the match.
Yeah, like the fridge freezer is going to be your Andre the Giant, you know?
Hmm.
Maybe brute strength there is just the way to go.
What about your bin that hasn't been changed in a week?
Yeah, that's
it's real smelly and everyone's like, oh, that's disgusting. And then you just punch them in the face hard.
So he runs kind of interference and then
We make everything all smelly and all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'll win.
You could throw people into him.
And yeah,
could
and they'd smell it.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be much good after.
And they fall, and then I pin them.
Yeah, okay. Joe, have you got any ideas?
Who send them?
I like the washing machine. I think the washing machine is violent. You know when a washing machine gets going and it's like, I think that's a good one there.
Yeah.
Probably a little more nimble than the fridge freezer too.
I'm forgetting that the other appliances can attack my appliance, and I feel like a washing machine would like not care about the smell of it being because it doesn't have a nose.
Yeah.
And it's a washing machine. It's like it's not a washing machine human. Well, like it's an appliance. So I could be at a disadvantage that only the bin would defeat the wrestlers.
A dishwasher would be good as well because it can spit out water and then it'll make the floor slippy and then
all the appliances could slip on that. The appliances could slip on
around,
that. I'm going to stick with
the washing machine.
I'll stick with the bin because I feel like I could beat a washing machine.
You just plug it out.
Plug it out. Kick it. Batter it like. Yeah.
Good question. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Okay, yeah. That was good. Okay, great stuff. Okay, I think that'll probably do us for this week.
Ah, brilliant. Until the next one, huh?
Please send all your questions
to stall@gowloudnow.com.
That's it. And we'll be back on Wednesday.
I'll see you then, everyone.
Joe will still be in America. In his little glass box.
Shabby.
For 4 weeks. He said he was going for 6, but he's going for like 8. Joe, you told us you were going for 5 weeks, but it's after turning into 8.
That is funny how it got longer once he got over there, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not. That's been the time all along.
Do the maths, Joe, and then you'll see the light. Slana, what? No. Slana, what is it? Everyone's trying to learn Irish at the moment, so it's going to give it a bash. Slán awa. Slán agus cúr a mhéil am agus.
Nice.
Agus tá mé go mac mál a scúile.
Last year, Americans ate 32 billion chicken wings. Who knows just how many helpless sides of celery were heartlessly thrown away. But this year, celery neglect can stop with you and irresistible Jif peanut butter. Because you can make a snack to make a difference. You can buy a jar of Jif to save the celery. So please, don't let celery be decoration for wings. Tap the banner to save the celery.